Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am Gina Gaudio-Gray, is the co-host, dean and founder of Directions University at directionsu.com, calling to you live this week from wonderfully sunny and beautiful and warm Bonita Springs, Florida. Finally! And we have got a great show for you today. We've got my co-host, the story lady herself, Rhonda Del Baccio from ProfitableStorytelling.com. And I am so excited about our guest today, a woman that I have not talked to in forever. I don't know how Rhonda made this happen, but thank you, Rhonda, and welcome to the show.
Hi, hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Diane. How are you?
I'm thrilled to be talking to you guys.
As am I. So I'm going to let Rhonda do the honor of introducing you properly.
Okay. So funny. Oh, and it was so hard to get her on the show. I slaved and slaved. I mean, I asked, and she said yes.
Oh, that was terribly difficult, wasn't it?
Oh, that was so tough. Just a reminder to people, never decide, oh, well, she must be too busy or she must be out of my reach or that must not be whatever. You just don't know until you ask. And she might have said no, and I wouldn't have been, you know, evil about that. But I'm so happy she said yes. We have a really exciting show. And when we talk about how business development and personal development are entwined, you're going to see a fabulous example here, and I'm just going to forewarn you, it is raining so hard, and if I should for some reason get dropped off with the weather, I'll call right back in, but I just wanted to mention in case I just suddenly disappear.
Well, Rhonda, it's rare that I can rub it in. My weather's better than yours. It's sunny and gorgeous.
Neener, neener, neener. Dr. Diana, can you tell we have just a little bit of fun here?
That's the best.
Okay, so our guest today is number one best-selling author, Dr. Diana Kirshner, the author of Love in 90 Days. And Rhonda, I'll let you grab it from there, and then I'll share with everyone how Diana and I met.
Mm-hmm. Well, the number one best-selling author of Love in 90 Days, and your fabulous new book is Sealing the Deal. Dr. Diana Kirshner's website is loveinnindydays.com, loveinnindydays.com, and you're able to pick up some dating advice tips from her there, and you'll see currently there's a video when she was on the Today Show fourth hour with Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda, whatever her last name is.
Hoda Kotb.
Sorry, Kotb, yeah. And she is a love mentor, and she is a doctor, and she really does help you to stand in your true power and shine from what she calls your diamond self so that you can attract the loving relationship of your life. She helps you to overcome all the mindset head stuff that can get in your way, and I'm so excited to have you here, Dr. Diana. This is really, really cool.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to be with you guys because you really, I mean, you're all about relationships and, you know, a love relationship is just one type and one manifestation of a glorious win-win.
Yes.
It really is. We met a year and a half ago at an internet marketing event in Atlanta, Georgia called Stompernet. And I can't remember why we started talking to one another in the lobby that day. Was it Larry Binet, maybe?
I don't remember exactly, but all I remember is being so, so impressed with you, and we were sitting at this table, and I was just so impressed with you, Gina. Your knowledge, what you did, your spirit, your generosity, and, you know, that's why I was thrilled to be on this call.
And I was equally impressed with you. And I met you and your wonderful husband, Sam. And the name Sam Kirshner kept really ringing a bell in my mind, and I couldn't figure out for the life of me why the name was so familiar. A couple weeks after we met, I woke up in the middle of the night one night and realized where I knew the name from. Years ago, when I was like 18 to 21 years old, I used to work for a glass company called Globe Amarada Glass. And I was the assistant to the founder and CEO of that company, Maury Kelman. And it hit me that Sam was working with Maury to help get his kids positioned to take over the business when Maury passed. And I've known of Sam since I was like 18 years old.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
So I finally figured out how I knew who he was.
That's so funny. Yes, that's what he does. I mean, he started out as a clinical psychologist, but now he actually does business consulting and family business consulting, with especially focused on succession planning.
Exactly, and that's how I knew of his name. And I'm sure we had met when I was working for Maury years ago, but it had been a long time, a really long time, like 30 years. When we first met, you were so generous. You brought me up to your room and helped to alleviate some of my back pain. And at the time, I had a psoas muscle that was pulled. You helped me with that, too. And I was just blown away that you would do that to really help me out as well. So I've been really looking forward to having you on the show. We should have reconnected again long ago, so I'm glad Rhonda has brought us together.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about Love in 90 Days and how the book came about and where that book has taken you.
Love in 90 Days was my first book, it was very, very, very exciting. It became a bestseller. It hit the bestseller lists in Denver and San Francisco and on Amazon, and has been really, really awesome in terms of being able to help people create love in their lives, and especially women. So there's been thousands of women from all over the world who have responded to that book. And what happened was that that book really taught them how to really go into the dating world, no matter what their age, no matter what their weight, their age, whether they had kids, go into the dating world and actually create either an adventure, a wonderful dating adventure, which is kind of like going back to high school but being popular, or, you know, really finding the one. And what happened was a lot of them were emailing me and saying, you know, I found the one and now I'm being impatient. I don't know what to do. I want to seal the deal. I want to move forward. Other women were emailing me and saying, you know, I already have a relationship, and how, you know, how do you really keep things going? And that's when I decided to write Sealing the Deal, The Love Mentor's Guide to Lasting Love. And this book, basically, it just came out now. It's been very, very exciting. This book basically, you know, tells you whether you've been dating someone special, or you've been on and off for 10 years, or you're living together or married, and you need a little help. Sealing the Deal will help you move things forward and ignite or reignite the sparks that bring lovers together. So I'm very, very excited about this book. It's been fantastic, really, really fantastic. There's been tremendous buzz about it, and it's already been an Amazon bestseller, and it's been very helpful to the people who have been reading it.
And when we last met, you had the book, but the book didn't necessarily lead into anything else that could make you money. And I'm pretty sure that at that point you either had no website or you just had a very simple website that wasn't really doing much for you.
I actually had a website. I had the beginning of brand recognition But I was not monetizing it in a way
right.
that was, you know,
right.
where I could monetize it. Although I did actually get a huge advance. I got a very fat six-figure advance from a publisher for these
wow.
two books. Yeah.
That almost never happens anymore.
Yeah. Well, that was in 2007. And the way that happened was I happened to be on a WOR radio show talking about my Love in 90 Days boot camps and how the women were finding love and how amazing it was. And two very high-powered literary agents called me. And
wow.
Yeah, they were competing for me because they knew that I had something that worked that was unique. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
And I went with one of them. And then she was such a pain in the butt. I mean, I adore her, but she was such a pain in the butt because she made me rewrite the proposal for Love in 90 Days maybe about 10 times. I'm not kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. It is a pain in the butt.
yeah. And then she says to me, it's ready now, and we will sell it at auction.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah. And so I'm staggered, right? She says, they have 3 days to meet with you. We'll only go to the top publishing houses. And then on Thursday at noon, we're selling it at auction. And I'm like, I never had that happen before, I'll tell you that much. And we had the meetings. And then on Thursday at noon, I was sitting there, and she came, and she called, and she gave me all the offers, and each one was better than the next. And then the last one was this fat six-figure advance. And she said, this is the one you're going to want to take. And I just was floored. It was just amazing. It was just really, really awesome. And, you know, I want to say
that's
what
amazing.
That came out of was me really doing what I love and just talking about it in every possible avenue that I could talk about it. So getting the word out. You know, that came out of that. You know, I love doing the Love in 90 Days boot camps and helping these single women find real love. And I was just ecstatically happy about it. And I think, you know, out of that mission of helping people, all of this
mm-hmm.
success has come. That's why I really wanted to talk to you guys, because relationship marketing is, especially now, is your key to success with everything, really.
It really is. It's not about selling anyone anything. It's about really serving them in a way that makes a difference, in a way that fuels your passion.
Yeah.
And that's what really gets results in a big way.
Yes. And you meet with success, you know, and you work with people, and their success is your success. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, this agent teamed up with me, and she, you know, had a very big sale with me, and that was fantastic. However, I, you know, just one lump sum of money, you can go through that pretty quickly, and you really need to create an income as well, an ongoing income. And I had stopped doing practice, one-on-one practice, because I had this calling, which was that I wanted to connect with larger groups of people. And so what happened, and this is fascinating, because with the new level of recognition, the new brand, the new platform, which was very large and actually worldwide, people were writing to me, right, and they wanted something. I was paying attention to what people wanted. And what the people wanted was love mentoring. They wanted coaching because a lot of the time the books were fantastic and they would get them moving forward like you can't believe, like it would be raining men, you know, from no men to raining men.
wow.
Hallelujah. Yeah. I can't tell you how many emails I've gotten that says it's raining men.
Wow.
And I'm talking about women like all ages, like in their 50s, 60s, even 70s.
My goodness.
Yeah, and then younger
women. So if it was
women.
Raining men, why did they want coaching?
Well, because then the question becomes, what the heck to do? You know, I mean, I'm not sure. I really would like hand-in-hand guidance. I would like coaching. I really wanted to work out with this one, but, you know, I'm not sure.
Right.
I want, you know, support. I want guidance. I want someone with me. So what I did was I answered that call. And what I have now is I have expert trained love mentors who provide love mentoring to women, mostly women, and then some men all over the world by phone and Skype.
Nice. So it's all one-on-one?
And it's one-on-one, and it is highly personalized, and it's highly specialized, and it gets unbelievable results. So I used my background, because I actually used to train therapists back when I did a lot of therapy. I had a postgraduate training center, and I know how to train people. And so I used that skill set. And I only selected 12 people out of many, many, many applicants. And, trained them pro bono.
Wow.
Yeah. Most trainers, like if you go to relationship coaching or, you know, a coaching university, they charge thousands and thousands of dollars for training.
Yes, right? They do.
But I decided to not go in that direction because really right now the way everything is working is that it's all about giving and
mm-hmm.
Giving the people what they need. And then they, in turn, come around and give you what you want or need. So we did that pro bono, and then I asked them all to be able to give pro bono sessions to women all over the world, one session at least. So anyone in the world could have this exquisite kind of interaction with a very expert person.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a pay it forward. You do it for them, they do it for these women all over the world.
Right. And and these people are, they have a minimum of a master's degree in mental health plus decades of experience as therapists, plus they're in very healthy, lasting love relationships. Those are my requirements.
Wow.
That's why I only have 12 of them right now.
That's fantastic. And so how does someone get into coaching with one of these 12 experts?
Oh, it's very simple. I mean, if you want a love mentoring session, you just go to loveinnintydays.com and click on the coaching tab at the top of the page, and you can have a personalized 40-minute session. And it's amazing. It's just awesome. And then, of course, you have the option to continue on if you would like, and that is then that becomes a professional coaching situation. And so that's been what we have developed, and it's been fantastic. That's my new business right now.
Fantastic. And I can see on your website that loveinnintydays.com already has a Google page rank of 5. I don't know if that means anything to you, but to Google, that means that your site is clearly an authority in the field,
mm-hmm.
which is a big deal when it comes to the amount of traffic that Google will generate for you, which is just awesome.
Yeah, we've had
huge
amounts of traffic. In fact, I mean, it got to the point where my website had more traffic than my publisher's website, and my publisher is the world's third largest publisher.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
But that's a whole other story. But I tell you, you know really where this all comes from. I'll tell you really truly, it's the truth is that it comes from the struggles I had as a teenager and a young girl finding love and looking for crumbs and really being hurt and being rejected and then really going on this mission of learning about love and getting a master's degree and a PhD and being able to be in this incredible love relationship with Sam.
which,
wow,
you know, and I feel it's been over 25 years. And, I mean, it's just been incredible, you know, it's just been incredible. And it's that gift. It's that gift that I want to give to people. It's that that I want to share. And that's really where I'm coming from. And it's so it's just very awesome. It's just very awesome.
And I imagine that relationships have been really important in growing this as a business for you. How relationships played a role in getting you to the level of success that you've achieved today?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I have cultivated relationships with people in my arena. You do not think of them as competitors. You think of them as helpmates because there's plenty to go around.
Yes.
That's a really big switch, you know, because you have to move out of scarcity consciousness into abundance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I, you know, I cultivated relationships in my area, which is dating and love. And don't you know that I wound up getting 14 endorsements for sealing the deal? They read the book, not only read the book, but they endorsed the book very, very highly, which was extraordinary. Let's, you know, just start with that based on relationships. You know, getting someone to read a book, like getting John Gray to read a book or getting Dr. Christiane Northrup to read a book. Or Dr. Judith Orloff, to read a book is hard. Much less,
right, and unless it's their own book, they aren't going to sit down and read it very often.
Much less comment on it. But I have
right.
14 blurbs from them, including blurbs from them, on the book. You know, luckily they found it to be really extraordinary. They say that, you know, and so... You know, it's amazing. And not only do you have to have a great product, but you really have to have affiliates or people who will work with you. And then for the book launch, and this is still available, by the way, I have about 35 folks who participated in a campaign where if you buy the book, these 35 people will give you a free gift. And that's still available at loveand90days.com. So you can buy the book, Sealing the Deal, for I think it's only like $12 on Amazon. And then go put your information in on Love in 90 Days there and instantly get like a whole growth course. I mean, I didn't even put a dollar value on it, but I mean, there are gifts from all these people that are amazing and they're instantly available. And so all these people have supported me, and they all sent announcements about my book to their list for me. Of course, their gifts promote their websites and what they have to offer.
Right. Well, Rhonda, what else do you want to know from Dr. Diana today?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know, I'm sure you're one of these people I could just talk with you for hours. I'm quite convinced of that. But one of the things I remember, and I'm just kind of in recounting your journey, first of all, I want to really highlight for people, because this is something I do. Sometimes I restate or remind listeners of something you've already heard. And you're talking about something we talk about all the time, which is coming from that abundance mentality. And making friends with the quote-unquote competitors, because they're truly not competitors. I love that. I don't see competition. And somebody I will sometimes say to me, oh, well, that so-and-so is your competition. And I'm like, well, nobody's my competition. Nobody's anybody's competition. So just highlight that for people. As you're building your business, no one should ever be cowed by the fact that there's somebody else. You know, if you're a relationship expert, don't go, oh, I better not do that because Dr. Diana's in this niche and I could never, you know, never make it. So I want to do that and just remind people that abundance is a really, really big deal, and it does grow your business more than you could possibly imagine. I also want to ask you about, and a little while back, this was when your website was nothing like what it is now. You didn't have that much on it, really, and you had this PBS special, and I ran across your I think a video on YouTube of yours when I was helping somebody research their niche. This was, I don't know, more than a couple of years ago. And you had done this special that was put on PBS that showed your boot camp. How did you get that gig or that opportunity? And then how did that affect what happened from there forward?
Well, that was a dream. That was a dream. I tell you, I was sitting in my publisher's, we were at a marketing meeting for Love in 90 Days, the first book, and I said, oh, my God, I just see myself doing a PBS lecture about this. I think it would be so, because it's so useful. This information is so powerful for women to find love. It's exactly step-by-step how to find love, and it works.
Right.
And so they said, oh, yeah, yeah, go ahead, do it. I said, well, do you know anybody? They said, no. You know, because the first question you ask is, do you know anyone who knows anyone who's really in the business you want to get into? So I happened to mention to a guy who was doing a consult with me. He wanted to actually build a website for me. And he went over all my dreams and everything, and he wanted to charge me a lot of money, and I said no. And he left after the consult, and I start getting emails from him about this PBS special, because I told him I want a PBS special. I'd love that. And he's like, oh, I just found out who's in charge of this at PBS. So I email him back, and I say, you know, I'm sorry. Maybe you misunderstood, but I did not intend to hire you. And he said, I understand that, but what you're doing is so exciting that I want to try to get you on PBS. This is a true story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that is amazing.
Yeah, that speaks to passion. You know what I'm saying? I really, this guy was like a friend of a friend. This is not somebody I knew. And so I said, well, you go ahead, and if you can do this, I will give you a fee, a success fee. And I keep getting emails from him and emails, and I talked to, he says I talked to the VP of programming, and he says that the best producer is this woman by the name of Nikki Vitale, and she does all the Wayne Dyer and Christiane Northrup specials. And if you can get her to coach you, you have a shot. And so I call up Nikki Vitale, and I find out she does consulting. And, of course, what does she do? She puts me off, right? She's not that available.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kept trying. And I told her about my project, and I hired her as a consultant just for a few hours. And she was like, you know, her business is called Reality Check Consulting.
I love that.
Which means that, you know, don't get carried away in your fantasy life. But at one point she flipped out about the project, and she said, oh, my God, you're going to do this. And long story short, Nikki is so respected that even though she did not work within PBS, they gave the green light. And then it was difficult because I had to get sponsors. I had to get corporate sponsors. It was pretty complicated. But I realized my dream of having this PBS special, which was one of the high points of my life. I mean,
I can imagine.
After I finished that, I actually was weeping and weeping. I kind of fell down. I mean, I was like, you know, it was just, I was overcome with joy. And the woman who just tried my product, my book and everything, and my process, who she had come to me, she was in her 50s, and she had never been married, and she said, I try all the products that I have to, you know, do in the fundraising. She was the talent or the host of the fundraising portion of the PBS show, and I found her the love of her life before we even aired.
Wow.
She got happily married to him. They got written up in the New York Times. But it was very funny because she just came to me and got married out of just wanting to try it. And
I love that.
Yeah, and another woman who was sitting in the audience got married, actually. And that was featured, I think, in Women's World magazine. I have to look it up. It's one of those women's magazines. It was featured, but but needless to say, that was extraordinary. And then that program aired quite a bit. It was not a runaway success, but nonetheless, it aired a lot. And the just the fact that I have had a PBS pledge special of my own is again like a it's like a seal of authority. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It is. It
boosts the credibility in a big way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
It's like being on Oprah. I was also on Oprah years ago. But once you're on Oprah, you have that as a credibility.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes,
it was extraordinary. And that, you know, so that fellow got his success fee, needless to say.
I should say so.
I love how you were... You know, you were very, very passionate, and so was he, because he held on to you. He could have just said, this woman is not getting me. Forget it, you know, whatever. But that was so it's really on both sides to have that kind of passion to keep sticking through it, because you were telling him, oh, no, I'm not going to pay you, and he's, you know, he's still sticking in there. So that's just pretty remarkable. And talk about a dream. I mean, I can't think of there having a book is a huge credibility issue. Being on Oprah, of course, is huge. Having a PBS special or any kind of televised special, I think, is also just absolutely ginormous.
It's incredible. And you have to understand that I came from a very impoverished background. I did not own a book when I was little. I came from a Sicilian family. My father emigrated from Sicily. He used to work in the mines. He spoke broken English. Neither of my parents went past the sixth grade. I didn't have books. I didn't have any enriched environment whatsoever. I was the fifth daughter born to a Sicilian family that wanted a boy.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm half Italian, and I understand.
yeah. And so, everything has been created through looking for mentors or coaches through relationships, and I, you know, have had these mentors who have helped me, and if I can do this, anybody can do this. If I can do this, anybody can do this.
So one of the questions that I've been thinking about as we've been talking is the relationships that you build personally when you're looking for love versus the relationships you build in a business.
Mm-hmm.
How are they different, and how are they the same?
Well, when you build relationships and you're looking for love, it's much more personal. It's much, much more personal. Like if you get a love mentor, the love mentor is going to work with you emotionally and actually help you repair some of the wounds that you had growing up. If you did not feel special, you did not feel loved, you did not feel prized, or you needed guidance, a love mentor will actually be like a loving agent that helps create that. So it's personal. And then in Love and 90 Days, I talk about having a team love, and these are people who really are validating to you personally about your beauty, about your attractiveness, about your self-worth, about your deservedness. And they're very important, too. You know, your love mentor and your team love, whoever they are, they help you get to the ball. They help you get to the ball, but it's very personal. Now, as an outgrowth of that, what I've seen with many of the women in my love mentoring program is they get much better jobs, and they actually are more successful also in work because they have really worked on their self-esteem and deservedness, and it goes across the board. Now, in business, it's a much less personal, right? And it's much more about the actual guidance and the smart advice, and literally giving a lift to you, to your business, through the other person's business or their subscriber list or their Facebook page. So it's less personal, but it's still an incredible, you know, win-win. Both
mm-hmm.
situations are win-win.
Absolutely.
I'm going to slightly disagree with you.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to slightly disagree with you. And you'll find out why in a second. But in some cases, you're saying that business is more impersonal or less of a connection. It depends on how the person is growing their business. If it's the typical way that a lot of people grow it online or whatever, where they're not as concerned about the well-being of their people, then yes, it's very much less personal. For people who grow their businesses the way that Gina and I do and the way that we encourage our clients to, it's all based on really making a true and honest connection person to person.
Mm-hmm.
Example, I just sent I wrote a blog post that then turned into a message that goes to my subscribers. And when I invited them to the particular thing I was inviting them to, I said, I'm there all the time. I'll be there to welcome and to support you every step of the way. So it can be impersonal, but for relationship marketing, it is really much more personal than the average business.
Well, yes, what you guys do, absolutely. I mean, I was talking about it in general, and what you guys do is much more profound because it's real, and there is a love you have for these people. That's and you want them to succeed. There's actually a love there.
There really is, and I think that in businesses that have a presence online, it is even more important for those businesses to really be authentic, open, honest, and really convey that they don't want an impersonal relationship with their customers, that they really are there because they care and they want to know their customers personally. I think that's a big deal that can easily distinguish your business from your competition's, because it is so rare to find a business wanting to go to that level and getting to know you as a person as well as a customer.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And what I hear you saying about your own business is that you really paid attention to what people wanted, and you really can't do that in an impersonal way. If you're going to figure out what they really want and what they really need, you've got to get to know them as people first. And only then will you do a good job of finding and giving them the things that they want and need, which causes you to get more of what you want and need in return.
Absolutely. That's really it. That's really, really it.
And I have a feeling that part of the success of your business, and this is why I asked the question, part of the success of your business has everything to do with the skills that you have in building love relationships. And that probably without even realizing it, you've taken the skills that you have for love relationships and applied them in your business. And to you, it's a very natural thing that probably even happens at a subconscious level. You wouldn't think of doing it any other way. But if you think about it, there's a set of skills that anyone can develop.
That's true. It's actually true. It's actually true. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So whether you're building a love relationship or a business relationship, is that skill set? What does it look like, and how can someone else build that skill set in them?
Well, you know, in Sealing the Deal, I talk about the 8 habits of living love, and these are actually habits that really lasting passionate love relationships have. And there are lasting passionate love relationships, by the way. I mean, there are people who are married over 20 years and they have the same fMRI brain scans that show the infatuation biochemical dopamine is the same as if they were newlyweds, which is really cool.
Wow.
Isn't that
cool? That is interesting. Scientific proof of relationships that are emotionally based. That's pretty interesting.
I love that.
Yeah,
love that.
Yeah. It's just amazing. But anyway, so I have these 8 habits, and you could transpose them, into a business relationship. The first one is called cultivating intimacy. Obviously, in a couple, that means you spend couple alone time and so forth. But
But really, cultivating intimacy is about getting to know someone. In other words, what do they need and what is life like for them? In fact, you know, some of the most powerful things that I've written where people have been so responsive to me is when I actually start out writing about what they're feeling right now, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
and you're feeling really uncertain and you're feeling really anxious about this situation and you're not sure and you're in pain, you know. And when I can relate to that, that's when they respond so much. You know, they feel like I'm with them, and they actually want me to spend more time with them, and they want everything that I have to give. You know, or you know, they want every product I have. You know, another one is dedication and service.
Well, before you go to the next one,
yeah,
that's
wait.
Where Rhonda's expertise really comes into play, because it is through stories that you can easily convey the emotion that your prospect and customer is feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So Rhonda, being the story lady, she is really an expert at tapping into where her prospects are at and illustrating it in a way that really gets them to feel the feelings associated with their problems at a much greater mm-hmm. level. And the response to those stories is exactly what you just described. They respond in much bigger ways when you do it that way than when you just have a sales page up that talks about the features of this product and how this is the next best thing to sliced bread. They don't care about that as much. What they care about is themselves.
Yes, yes. And if you know what their frustration is or what their problem
mm-hmm.
is or what their dream is, either what their pain is or what their dream is.
I agree.
You're joined with them. You are cultivating intimacy. If you want to put it in these terms, cultivating intimacy. Cultivate that intimacy, and you will have someone for life who is, you know, wants your whatever you have to offer. The next thing is dedication and service. You know, really being devoted to providing in a great way what you found out that they need. You know, you found out by cultivating intimacy what they want and need, and now really be dedicated to providing that. You know, part of the thing that makes my love mentoring business work so well is that I have absolutely done the most I could possibly do to make it of first rate quality, so that whatever happens in those interactions is as powerful as it could possibly be. And you know, so we've had situations where a person, after one free 40-minute love mentoring session, actually stopped doing her deadly dating pattern where she was taking crumbs and wound up actually getting engaged to a guy after one 40-minute session.
Wow.
That's because it's you know, what we are about is dedication and service. So you know, that person was supervised by me, had a group supervision process going on, had intensive training, had to pass a written and oral test to actually even receive referrals, and that's dedication and service. You know, you want excellence. You want to provide excellence. When you provide excellence to people, they will continue to work with you. They will continue to buy from you. It's you know, they want excellence.
One of the things that I talk about often is the fact that there are two types of problems that people have. There are those problems that they know they have that they are often out searching for solutions to. And then there's this whole other set of problems that falls under the category of you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, people don't even recognize that they have those problems. Those businesses that are really dedicated to service are out helping people, reaching them where they are with the problems they know they want to solve. And yet at the same time, as experts, they also know what problems they need to solve. And they're reaching them where they're at and guiding them in this direction of finding the other things that are in the category of you don't know what you don't know. And doing that is really the dedication to service that you just talked about. The prospects that are coming to you think they have one problem, which is the fact that they aren't getting love relationships, but they don't necessarily know that it's a certain set of things underlying that that are the real root of the problem. Through your dedication to service in training your coaches to really look at this the right way, they're helping each and every person to figure that out for themselves. And it really is a dedication to service that is lacking in so many businesses that are sales-oriented and not serving-oriented.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And, you know, I can give you an example. I was just supervising a mentor yesterday, and she was telling me that the woman couldn't understand why she wasn't getting any second dates, and she has a very irritating, screechy voice.
Interesting.
And she talks over people with a screechy, screechy voice.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I've said now, you know, so what we have to do is, you know, coach her. She's not aware of that problem. She's not aware of that problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make her aware of that problem and then coach her. It's very funny. We talked about having the Lauren Bacall voice.
Yeah, and if you just came to her and said, look, the reason you're not getting any second dates is because your voice sucks.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to run the opposite direction and never listen to any of the advice that you have for her to hear. You have to do it in a way that really takes into consideration the first characteristic of cultivating the intimacy so that you're really giving it to her in a way that she really can hear.
That is so profound. That is so profound. Yes, because when you have the bond, when you
mm-hmm.
have the bond and you have the trust,
mm-hmm.
then you're in a position to be even more helpful. And the more helpful
right.
you are, the more you will benefit.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And this is what the experts mean when they say you need to get your prospects to know, like, and trust you.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think most experts really recognize it at the level that we're talking about today. They just look at it as, well, they don't know, like, and trust you, they won't hit the order button.
Mm-hmm.
It's much deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's the they don't know what they don't know aspect going on there. Another aspect of both of these things you're talking about, Dr. Diane, is the storytelling, because through stories and through examples, a lot of times you can convey a message to people and bring them to a deeper level, and you do that so brilliantly in Love in 90 Days. I've been listening to it from Audible with your wonderful expressive voice and you reading it, which it makes it just really pop even more.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah,
so the third element before we run out of time.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. The third element is actually, enlightened self-interest. In other words, you don't want to overgive, you know, and a lot of women will get into this position of overgiving and not asking for something back, you know. And when you're overgiving, it doesn't serve your client or your customer. It does not serve them. It really doesn't. And it doesn't serve you. And so for you to have enlightened self-interest, that is to ask for being paid what you're worth or being paid what your product is, you know, is worth in a kind and straightforward way is very, very important.
Let's give an example of this. I have a perfect example of this. When I first transitioned out of consulting into being a training business, I had a number of people who really couldn't afford the programs that I had available. And so in many cases, I really felt bad for them. I just gave them my high-end program. Well, it was really amazing to watch what happened. Rarely, in fact, never have I given someone the program and actually had them finish the entire course.
Yeah.
They don't have anything invested in it, so it doesn't mean anything to them, and they can take it or leave it.
Yeah.
So they just take what they want and leave and never get results. When I realized that that was happening, I started thinking about it from the standpoint of, if I really want to serve them, what will serve them in a way that will allow them to get results? And so I created a scholarship program that was a need-based scholarship so that I would look at where their income was at and I would make them pay 10% of what they're making. And they would never get a discount on the tuition. They would simply use the 10% as the tuition to get started, use what they learned to be able to make the money they really wanted to make, and from what they made, they would then pay back the balance of the tuition between the discounted amount and what it really costs. Doing it that way, I've never had a single person who didn't pay their tuition in full.
Mm-hmm.
What a difference when you're really doing this the right way in your business.
Yeah, and that is so helpful to these folks. So that you really allowed them to be successful, or fostered them being successful.
And they worked even faster and harder than the other students who easily could afford the tuition.
Mm-hmm.
They often paid off their full tuition in advance of those who were on an installment program paying the full tuition over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting how that works. So
yeah.
One of our universal laws is that you must also be a cheerful receiver. You can't just always give. You've got to learn to receive. And without it, there is no flow of abundance.
Exactly.
So a really good principle to have.
Exactly.
Right.
So
number four
in sealing the deal. Okay, these are the 8 habits of living love, and we're seeing how they apply across the board to business relationships. Number four is called considering the cost of loss.
Mm.
Now, if you apply that, obviously you can apply that in the love relationship. You know, if you think about, if you're going to act nasty here or not be forgiving, what's going to happen? I mean, you're going to be alone. You might wind up divorced, et cetera, et cetera. And that stops folks from acting in ways that are abusive or undermining or cold.
Inappropriate somehow.
Inappropriate.
Right.
You know, because they're considering the cost of loss. And I think that this could apply in business very much so, because if someone, you know, you may have a client, like sometimes, you know, you may have a client or a customer who needs more, who's the squeaky wheel, you know, and so you may be annoyed. You may feel annoyed, like, oh, not her again or not him again. But, you know, considering the cost of loss and understanding that, you know, losing one person is a big loss. Also, these days, if they're online, it's not just one person who is going off with a feeling, you know, feeling negatively about you. They can also kind of broadcast that, you know.
Well, and think of all the other people they may have brought into your world,
mm-hmm.
who they would no longer bring into your world.
Right.
It's much bigger than just the cost of that one single refund. It's the cost of the lifetime value of that customer and the lifetime value of the referrals as a result of that one customer. It is much, much bigger than the refund of a $40 or $50 product.
Yeah, you really want to give supreme customer service, you know, really, really supreme, excellent customer service, thoughtful, caring customer service, even if the person is acting really badly.
Mm-hmm. And really, there's a whole mindset shift that needs to happen to do this well.
Mm-hmm.
When I have a customer that comes to me asking for a refund, in my mindset, to me, that means that I didn't somehow serve this customer well. And that's not their fault that they want a refund. That's my fault for not serving them well enough for them to see the value and not want a refund.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to me to figure out why I wasn't able to serve this customer. Was it just a bad fit? They weren't the right customer? Or were they somehow not getting what they really needed and wanted as a result of the purchase that they made from me? And I approach it from that standpoint and actually get on a phone call with every person that asks for a refund. And I do a one-on-one strategy session with them. I don't even give this to other people to do because I need to know this information personally. And
right.
Almost every time I have ever done this, it just asking the right questions to figure out who they really are, going back to what the other principles were, figure out who they really are, what their problems really were, and then using that to really do a good job of serving them. And quite often the outcome is I do refund the product that they purchased, but I also give them something that will really serve them well at the same time. And rarely does that not turn into a much bigger sale in the end. Even though I gave it to them, they want to pay for it anyway because they do feel so well served. And they will tell everybody that they know, because it's such an unusual experience to have that happen with a business. It doesn't happen very often.
That's
so really
true.
Get into the energy of if you're getting someone leaving, it's something that didn't serve them, and figure out how that needs to work for you. So we only have 90 seconds left. My goodness, where did
the
time go?
We have up. We've been talking with
Dr.
Diamond.
So let's go through the last couple of elements so that we just don't leave them hanging on number five.
Well,
six, seven, and eight.
I'll tell you, I don't think we really have quite enough time, but I mean, to really get into them at all. But
can we have you back on another show?
Well, yes, perhaps in April. That would be great. That would be wonderful. And we can
go
over all kinds of things
in
depth at that point. Perhaps in April that could work.
And you can pick up
that fantastic
book. Sorry, you can pick up her books from the show notes or from Amazon or your favorite bookseller. She's the author of Love in 90 Days and Sealing the Deal. And loveinnindydays.com is Dr. Diana Kirshner's website. And what an honor and pleasure it has been. What fun, too.
Oh, it's been
and
fantastic.
Sealing the Deal
I really,
is out now, right?
Really love talking with you guys. And I want to invite everyone, you know, if they buy either book, they can take advantage of all the gifts that we have at loveinnindydays.com. Even though it just says for Sealing the Deal, even if you buy Love in 90 Days, you can fill in your information and get those gifts.
And I really want to encourage our listeners to look at and get both Love in 90 Days and Sealing the Deal, even if you're already in a love relationship. They will help you tremendously to improve that relationship, but more importantly, as you've seen on today's call, all of the principles applying to a love relationship apply in the relationships you need to cultivate for your business as well. And it's a great way of figuring out what you should be doing to grow relationships for your business. So I can't encourage you strongly enough to pick up both Love in 90 Days and Sealing the Deal from loveinnindydays.com. And Diana, thank you so much for being here. We'll get something arranged for April. And hopefully we can reconnect in person one day soon.
Absolutely, absolutely. Love to you guys, and this was fantastic. Thanks so much.
And please send my best to Sam as well.
Okay, take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thanks, Rhonda.